I don't want to hang out in my little hidey hole anymore. I look behind me, half expecting to see a sniggering back row guy who beamed me with an eraser. Nope. The back row is struggling to stay awake. It was definitely an idea that hit me. I don't feel like hiding anymore. A breeze from the open window blows my hair back and tickles my shoulders. This is the first day warm enough for a sleeveless shirt. Feels like summer. After class, I trail behind Rachel. Andy is waiting for her. She won't even look at him. The kid from Portugal is now Rachel's numero uno. Ha. Double ha. Serves you right, you scum. Kids stare at Andy, but nobody stops to talk. He follows Greta Ingrid and Rachel down the hall. I am a few steps behind him. Greta Ingrid spins around and tells Andy exactly what he should do to himself. Impressive. Her language skills have really improved this year. I'm ready to do a victory dance. I head for my closet after school. I want to take the poster of Maya Angelou home, and I'd like to keep some of my tree pictures and my turkey bone sculpture. The rest of the stuff can stay, as long as it doesn't have my name on it. Who knows? Some other kids may need a safe place to run to next year. Haven't been able to get rid of the smell. I leave the door cracked open a bit so I can breathe. It's hard to get the tree pictures off the walls without tearing them. The day is getting hotter, and there's no circulation in here. I open the door wider. Who's going to come by now? By this point in the year, teachers take off faster than students when the final bell rings. The only people left are a few teams scattered on the practice fields.